Well, Mackie came to Wellington City, I believe, 1925, 1926. And he was, I think he came from Ilford, either Ilford or Romford. He came up to this new town because of his ill health. And he was told by his doctor that if didn't take life easy, it would kill him. So, because he had his own business in London. Some of the boys of the old Wellington City, they got to hear about this and they went to see him. And he lived in the old drive, first of all. He answered the door and he said, what can I do for you? They said, we understand you've been running a scout group or something like that. He said, and do a bit of keep fit. Well, yes, he said, but I'm supposed to be taking it easy now. But anyway, they coerced him into starting this club. And the best of my knowledge, they started 1927 in Lawrence Hall, in which is no longer there now, which is the next to the school, and in Uppercroft Road, and that's the start of that, to my knowledge. A few years on, later on, my two brothers joined. One about 1932. That was the oldest boy. And then the middle one was, he was about 1935. When I came along, I was about 1942. So that it's a fairly early part of the club. And we found out that done a bit of boxing. That was used to be on the Monday night, and Friday night used to be the athletic dancing. Now this is an exercises put to music. And it's so I understand it came from Sweden. Anyway, they started this, and my word, we had some good boys over the years who got right through with athletics and such like.
When you started, how many boys were there?
40 to 50, I suppose. We come up with numbers, and as the years progressed, we got better and better. And there was a waiting list at one time, and after we had got about 70 boys, because we only had about five instructors, there was quite a queue to join. Then, because I mentioned about the Monday night with boxing, and we used to nearly every year used to have a contest between the Pear Boys Club. It's all done in the best possible taste, as they say, and we all enjoyed ourselves. And of course, that was during the winter, that September to May, and summertime was our holidays in camping. And to the best of my knowledge, that they started Wells next to sea in Norfolk, and then West Bay, Bridport, down in Dorset. And of course, along came the war, and 1939. They went down there the 1939, but Mackie carried on. When the war started, Mackie carried on 1940, 41 and 42, three times, went to Royden, which is just in Essex, about 15 miles from Wellington City. At 44, 43 and 44, there was a place called Hurdlesfoot Woodlands, just the other side of Bedford. And then of course, 1945 was the when the war was stopped. I was talking to one particular person, and he was telling me about him and his brother. They used to do the boxing. That was before my time, and he said that they won a cup and such like, because in the boxing we always had between the actual club members, but the best boxer and that sort of thing, so they'll get medals, and I've got some of my brother's medals somewhere. Now, going back to now to the camping, that took us to 1945, and we went down to a place called Packham near Wagner Regis, and that was 1945. And it was actually, it's quite funny, because technically the war was still on, because the Japanese, And so anyway, we went down there, and to go swimming, we had to go through the scaffolding, which was right on the beach, because of a possible invasion in the south coast of England. Yeah. And anyway, that the 14th of August, the Japanese capitulated. Before you could say no, the boys had all got round and we built a big bonfire for the actual VJ Day. And that was, I say, 45.
Yes.
Then we was there for 1946, 47 and 48. And then Mackie decided to move on, and we came to a little place called California up near Yarmouth, and we started there in 1949 until the club finished in 1985.
So when you joined,
we was already in it was Hans High School, which is now the Abercroft School. So Francis Hall, which used to be affiliated to the actual church, you know, because that's where we got the name St Francis Boys Club.
Of course.
Because Mackie was a good church goer. So,
yes.
Yeah. On Monday nights.
Monday nights there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Applecroft on...
On Fridays.
Friday. Right, so the boxing went on at St Francis.
Yes, yeah.
And the athletic dancing went on at Applecroft.
Yes, yeah. But I think it was about 6:30. Until 8 o'clock, and because the children had to get home for bed, obviously.
Yes.
Well, he used to Mackie used to say, right, pair up, and he used to pick a boxer. Yeah,
yes.
You want to fight, and they'd have three rounds each, and also, about three lots, and then they have a little round at. The first round was a straight left.
Yes.
The second round was a straight left and a right clip.
Right.
And the third round was... Have a go. Yeah, you just have three.
It's
just in the hall. There was no ring, you see.
Right.
Although when we had contests, we had our own ring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Real good one as well.
Yeah.
But there was one of our boys that... He was very good. He gradually grew and grew and grew. He ended up as being in the goal for England, David James. There was always a bit of needle between Petty Club and Blackie Club there.
Yeah.
And the funny part about it was there was quite a few lads from the Petty side came to Mackie's. Yeah. Pete used to do all the organising, because he's a little round bloke.
Yeah.
And I was up the back with the senior boys. I was doing the dancing myself. Oh, I remember him up there at the back in my shorts. But you had the athletic dancing, and then you've got all the gymnastics and such like with it. Box, mats.
Yep.
Yeah. That's basically it. Yeah, boxing.
Yes.
Yeah, but never had a horse.
No.
Because of those pommels. So we never trusted them. Because they had their little mites, you see.
The athletic dancing displays happen.
That was on the in May, after the club had finished.
Yes.
And the following Friday, round at Ed's High School, yeah.
So people would come to the school.
Oh, yeah. The kids used to go around and add the programmes, then go around and sell them at the doors.
And you'd get a good audience coming.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be a gymnastic
and athletic dancing. Yeah, not boxing. That was separate completely. Yeah, that was,
yes.
Just white shorts. We liked white plimsolls on the display night.
Yeah.
And but they could have their black plimsolls and such like, you know, during the ordinary time. But when we had a display, a boxing display, there was a fellow there at he was some connection to NABC, and he. We see our boys boxing with no vests. He said, "You can't do that." I said, "What do you mean you can't do that?" He said, "NABC." He said, "No." I said, "This is not there. We're not the NABC. We're Mackie's Boys Club." I said, "We don't need to put vests on. We never did wear a vest." No. Do you know the only thing that used to happen when we'd go down camping?
Yes.
Is that you might get somebody cut their fingers or whatever on the fall over and some glass, you know, in the hedges and that. But when Mackie ran the camp, he used to get one or possibly two young doctors who train in from Barts.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they used to have a freehold with it. Yes. And they had a little caravan, for anything. 3 weeks. They started on the Saturday, and we used to go down and put the tents up, and then the kids used to come down on the Thursday. And then they go through from a week, a fortnight on this. So they had 17 days, they did. Used to be the last week in July, first 2 weeks in August. Because especially when we went to California, because they used to have the old steam trains used to go past, and it's called the old Tantivy, with a train to go into Yarmouth. And the kids used to love to go over there, but like, so did I.
Yes.
That's before we could afford cars at that time. We had four big marquees and about eight ridge tents, about five aside, so that 10, and then
yes,
the ones four aside, yeah. Oh yeah, we always had to go by train,
So you never used a coach or anything like that?
Later on we did, Then went down the advance party and put it all up and prepared, and he left some people there, obviously.
Yes.
I used to go back on the following Friday evening,
Yes.
Yeah, we always had all that games. Mac used to buy the board games and stuff.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
So if it was raining, they'd go in the kitchen tent, mess tent. So Mackie's training in the army, I suppose, because you used to have, I think it's five squads. One, two, three, four, five. Then the first squad would be fatigue of the day. They do all the preparing of the tables and such like. Two would be on kitchen. That's the first thing, that is, of course, in all the pots and pans. Three and four would be on spuds, and the first one would be on cleaning the camp. And of course, the following day, then it become two would be fatigue of the day. Yeah. Oh no, we never took anybody on any visits. They were all on their own.
Okay.
Yeah, and they used to be okay. Oh,
yes.
No, occasionally they used to have a couple of men go with them. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a charge, a figure for kids, and a figure for grown-ups. No subs.
Completely free.
Yeah.
So when would the boxing display be?
I think they usually about February. I think it was.
Okay.
Well, no, you had the number of 70 bowlers in the club, and then you had a waiting list of, I don't know how many. Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, you 10, 20, I don't know. Yeah. Some of the boys went up as far as 13, I think, before they finished with the club. It was called volleyball with a B. And you used to run it along, and in the St Francis Hall, that was just a rough boards. The splinters we had, back of the other tweezers, But the good thing was that we had quite a few instructors that boxing, and they used to go and change whatever they wanted to do, and they used to come out and play. That was rough.
Deal. What were the rules?
What rules?
Oh, right. So was it every boy for himself? So what was it? What were you trying to do with the ball?
Yeah, you had the goalposts.
Yes.
Hit it in there. Oh, yes, when the kids have gone home. Right, several of the older boys used to sit on the stage and watch us.
Ah, yes.
Mad.